Hi, welcome to the second episode of We Used to Be Best Friends. I am your host, Sabrina, and we are diving deep today into ghosting within friendships. Is it justified? Is it a good thing to do? Let's discuss it. So let's cue the intro and then dive right in deep. See you on the other side. Let's talk ghosting within friendships. This is quite perfect since Halloween is right around the corner. So this is going to be a perfect topic just for that. I'm going to be very upfront and honest. I am not an advocate for ghosting and I never will be. That being said, I do think that going no contact and ghosting are two completely different things. And I think that a lot of people tend to mix those two words together in order to fit whatever experience they're going through, which is completely fine, but I'm here to set the record straight on what the difference is between ghosting a friend and going no contact because you can't deal with the disrespect anymore. So going no contact is completely different than ghosting. Going no contact is what we have all thought is ghosting per se, but it's not. Going no contact is having a friendship for whatever amount of time you've had that friendship for, and you keep experiencing disrespect, you keep experiencing the other person just not being a good friend to you, and you have just gotten to the point where you're just so sick and tired. Also, part of going no contact is the portion of having a communication with this person. You have had multiple conversations with this person. You have tried to bring up the issues with this person on multiple occasions, and they have not changed their behavior. This is what no contact is. That means when you decide to remove yourself entirely from this friendship, you have gone no contact. You did not ghost this person. And I keep trying to reiterate this because we tend to use the word ghosting as a way to explain that we went no contact, when the term ghosting itself, saying like I ghosted someone, does not make you look good at all. Because for those of us that actually understand the term ghosting, ghosting is literally disappearing out of someone's life without communication. You're basically blindsiding the person and they had no idea, absolutely no idea that you were going to do this. And I really want you to think back to anytime you have been ghosted by a guy, did he have a conversation with you prior to that before he ghosted you? No, you were blindsided. Most of the time he was like, it's so nice to hang out with you. I can't wait to do it again. And like saying all these amazing things of what you're going to do next and how you're going to hang out next. And you're thinking that this person's going to text you and then they just completely disappear and go ghost. So if you want to understand the difference between ghosting and going no contact, just put that in your head. Anytime a man has ghosted you, what did they do prior? They led you on. They pretended that they were interested in this relationship. They pretended to be the person that is going to text you and call you. And then they just poof, disappeared. Gone, Casper. He's gone. He's gone. Nowhere to be found. So that's usually what I'm talking about when I say that you ghosted somebody or you ghosted a friend. It is blindsiding someone. It is the last conversation being like, oh, I love you, I miss you, or I can't wait to see you, I'll text you, I'll call you, and then just not following through and absolutely disappearing entirely from the friendship to the point where you are blindsiding that person. And honestly, getting ghosted by someone and not having a prior conversation about it, especially if you've been friends for such a long time, is a very, very nasty thing to do. And I am not an advocate for it at all. Most of the time, people that choose to ghost are the kind of people that don't want to apologize for something that they did, or they don't want to be held accountable for their behavior. this is usually a pattern that I see, is they tend to run away from the mistakes that they've made. They know that they have done something to hurt somebody, or they know they're about to get caught for doing something that wasn't good to that friend. And that's when they tend to go ghost and disappear, because they know as soon as that friend finds out, or if that friend is about to confront them, or if that friend is going to hold them accountable and like ask them for an apology, that's when this friend just disappears into thin air and is nowhere to be found, because they don't want to be held accountable for their behavior. They don't want to stand on it, and they would rather remove themselves entirely from the friendship and end a friendship completely. Even if that friendship has been for many, many years, they would rather disappear, ghost, vanish, than stand in their actions. And then it's easier to do that. It's a cop-out. It's an easy way out, because then without a conversation, without being held accountable, they get away with it. And then they can create whatever narrative they want to create with new people or with old friends or mutual friends. They can say whatever they want. Because of society's confusion with the word ghosting. So when someone says, oh, I've ghosted them, you automatically think, what did the other person do for you to like have to go quick cold turkey on this friend? And that's the issue, because a lot of manipulative people and a lot of people that are avoidant and a lot of people that don't want to be held accountable for their actions and their behaviors tend to use this word to their advantage. So they ghost someone so they don't have to take any accountability for being a terrible, terrible friend or person in general. That is why it is so important to understand the difference between going no contact because enough is enough and ghosting someone, because that's when you can really understand how to identify someone that is fixing the narrative so it looks good to them and their reputation, and identifying someone that is truly manipulative, or identifying someone that just really had enough. So it's really asking like the right questions to the person who ghosted them or went no contact. So anytime anyone tells me, oh, I ghosted a friend, I really pay attention to their demeanor just to see where they're coming from and what they're getting out of it. You'll notice that a manipulative person, a toxic person, is really proud of the fact that they ghosted someone. They're really boasting about it as if it was like the best thing that they did, as if it's so grand, and it's like, yeah, I totally ghosted that person. And they're talking about it from a very prideful, ego boasting place. That's when you need to really pay attention to this person, because it's sounding to me that they do this a lot and they find some sort of superiority or power or control over that person to really just leave them in the dust. And for someone to do that, to really just throw someone away like they're a piece of garbage, that says a lot about that person. And it's a very icky feeling. And I'm sure you have met a lot of people that really boast the fact that they ghosted someone, and you immediately have that icky feeling. Do not remove or discredit that icky feeling. It is a reason why it's there. It's because this person is doing an icky thing. So don't just ignore it. That is your gut telling you, this sounds like a behavior pattern. This sounds like you're getting some sort of satisfaction or pleasure from hurting someone and literally dumping a friendship. And it's not coming from a place of justification or, you know, enough is enough. Because on the other side of it, you really have to pay attention. Somebody that did not ghost someone that like went no contact, but is using the word ghosting. So they have a difficult understanding between the two words, but that's okay. Somebody that went no contact, you'll notice when they're telling you the story, they're in pain. It was like their last resort, you know? It's not something that they wanted to do. It's something that they had to do. And it's like they're dealing with this issue where they still love this person and really care about this person, but they had to let them go because it was for their own peace, for their own sanity, for their own mental health. And that is the difference. You have to pay attention to how people display themselves, because that is the key to identifying a manipulative person and someone that is truly genuine. Having the ability to tell if someone's genuine or not is really an underrated skill. And I feel like I have gotten so good at identifying genuine people from people that are attempting to be manipulative or selfish or toxic, or are just trying to get some sort of external validation from the people in their environment. The truth of the matter is that people that are genuine aren't trying to elicit a reaction out of other people. They're not trying to get some sort of validation or some sort of like oomph, like feeling from other people because of how they're trying to get them to react a certain way. And it's quite interesting to me because I have met a lot of toxic and manipulative people, and I have met a lot of genuine people. And it's a huge difference. And being able to identify between the two is a skill that needs to happen, especially if you want good connections in the future. If you really, really want genuine friendships in the future, you need to understand who is trying to mask themselves as a genuine person and who is truly a genuine person. A manipulative person tends to change their mask and their demeanor based on how you react. So whatever story they're telling you, however they're coming across, they immediately change their behaviors, their words, how they convey their words based on you. They're very, very good at reading people, and they're very good at changing up in whatever split second, changing their words, changing their demeanor, changing their behavior in order to manipulate you and to make you think that they are truly being genuine in the friendship and that they're truly interested in you. But it's a whole fake facade. Because here's the difference. A genuine person is going to be genuine for themselves. And they go into a friendship knowing that there is a potential that you might not like them. And there's also the potential that they might not like you. But they're genuinely going into it being like, I'm going to be my true authentic self. If we mesh, amazing, then we'll continue this friendship. If we do not, then, you know, let bygones be bygones, and we move on and we find other people that mesh better with us. Like, there's no animosity there. There's no like anything mean on that end. It's just, you know, that is life. Some people are meant to be friends and some people are not. That is just how it is. However, a manipulative person cannot bear the fact that someone doesn't like them. They cannot deal with that. It's like, I don't know if it stems from insecurity or wherever it stems from, but they cannot handle the fact that one person doesn't like them. And they will do whatever necessary and possible to make this person believe and start to like them and become friends with them, even if it's completely changing their entire personality. It is so incredible how many different personalities manipulative, toxic people have, because they're looking for external validation. They don't want to be in their true, authentic self, because that takes time, that takes work, and they don't want to deal with that. They just want that immediate satisfaction that people out there are going to praise them and love them and be like, you're an amazing person, I love you, blah, blah, blah. And that's what they get out of it. And the moment you hold them accountable, or the moment that you want them to do better or to treat you better or to apologize for something that they did, or, you know, just be a decent, honest friend, the moment you showcase that and you're trying to get them to hold themselves at a good human decent expectation, like treat people correctly, that's when they flip the script and they make you the villain. That's when they're like, oh, well, all this, you know, manipulation and this fake mask that I have been wearing is no longer working, and they are calling me out on behavior because they have noticed that I am a certain way with them and a certain way with somebody else, and I am like faking this whole thing. The moment that somebody calls them out on that, suddenly, boom, the person that called them out is the villain. And that is when you know, when you know. Because honestly, a true, genuine person is not going to immediately turn you into a villain when you call them out on their BS. Friends are supposed to do that for each other. Friends are supposed to hold each other accountable and have expectations for each other and not allow the friend to dim their light, not allow the friend to do things that is out of character. You want your friend to grow. You want your friend to be the best version of themselves. And as a friend, you're supposed to hold that person accountable. So if they're saying one thing and acting a different way, you hold them accountable for that. You call them out and you're like, what are you doing? Like, this isn't you. This is weird. So if you notice that you're trying to hold your friend accountable and it's coming from like a good place, you're genuinely trying to be a good friend to that person, and they immediately switch up on you and they immediately make you the villain, that is your answer right there. That is your answer right there, that this person was trying to fool you the entire time. They were trying to be manipulative the entire time. But you know what? Let me play devil's advocate. Let me play devil's advocate for myself right now. There is also, you know, insecurity. Maybe they can't take criticism well. Maybe they struggle with someone calling them out and they just can't handle it. But here's the thing. We're all adults here. And sometimes your friends that love you need to call you out on stuff. And yeah, it's not going to be something that you want to hear. And most of the time, it's something that you're going to be insecure about. But the whole goal is to remove yourself from that insecurity. You yelling at your friend, it's not doing anybody good. Neither one. Like, you yelling at your friend for calling you out on something that you have been genuinely doing wrong, it's not going to help anybody. You're making your friend, A, feel unsafe to, like, confront you, and that will lead to your friend having to walk on eggshells because of you. And B, it's also not helping you grow. It's also not helping you stay accountable for yourself. Like, how are you going to grow and become a better person if you are not holding yourself accountable for the wrongdoings that you're doing and the bad behaviors that you're doing and the poor behaviors that you're doing? You have to hold yourself just as accountable. And I think that a friend that's calling you out on your bad behavior is honestly a really, really good friend, and they genuinely love you and care for you, and they want to see what's best for you. So you yelling at them and making them feel horrible about holding you accountable, that's not making you a good friend at all. And that's not going to help you grow into a better person at all. So what are you really doing? Like, what are you really doing? Even if you're insecure, that is your situation. If you're insecure, the goal is to no longer be insecure. And if you know you're insecure about something, it is your responsibility to work on bettering that as best as you can every single day. But if you're constantly saying to people, oh, I'm insecure about this, but you're not putting the work in to improve that insecurity, honey, baby, tough love right here, but that is on you. That is on you. The moment you are aware of something is the moment that you are responsible for changing that, especially if it's something that is a bad behavior. So if you're going around telling everybody, oh, this is my insecurity, blah, 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 but you're not putting in the work to fix it, what are you expecting? You're expecting to tell people that that is your insecurity and what they need to bend over backwards for you because of your own setback? Honey, it is your setback. I am being like very honest here. It is your setback, and it is your responsibility to improve that setback. It is your weakness right there. That weakness needs to improve. It needs to grow, especially if that weakness and that insecurity and that setback is hindering you from having a better relationship with somebody. That is on you to fix it. And this is where ghosting comes in, because I tend to see that. I tend to see a lot of the manipulative, toxic individuals or very, very insecure individuals tend to A, make the person that is calling them out on their valid poor behavior. Well, it's not valid, but I mean, like, the person calling them out is valid for calling them out on the poor behavior. And they twist it to make that friend the villain. And then from there, from twisting it to make that friend the villain, they tend to ghost out of the relationship because they know deep down they are not willing to put in the work to change their behaviors. So instead of being held accountable and holding themselves up to a standard to change their behavior, they would rather make someone the villain and then disappear, poof, ghost, run away from their issues so that they are not held accountable. And I find that so ridiculous because to add insult to injury, or however we say that, insult to injury, the person that is choosing to make their friend a villain and also choosing to run away, disappear, and ghost instead of holding themselves accountable and apologizing for their bad behavior, they also tend to create this false narrative and say that they're removing themselves from the friendship because it is peace. It is out of peace. And I'm like, no, running away from accountability is not finding your peace, is not protecting your peace. Running away from accountability will never be protecting your peace. In fact, I heard this amazing TikTok creator say that peace is not the absence of conflict. In fact, peace is the ability to have conflict in a peaceful way. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, yes, preach, preach, absolutely true, absolutely true. Having the ability to communicate, having the ability to conflict resolute, it is something that you need to have in your adulthood. And I think running away from a situation, an issue, rather than confronting it and having a difficult conversation is not going to help you in the long run. It is a very immature thing to do because adults see a problem and they work on fixing that problem. They don't just shut their eyes and put the blinders on and pretend that the problem doesn't even exist. The problem will always still be there and you can ignore it as much as you want, but it will always be there. And adults know how to fix issues rather than run away from them. And for those of you that have been ghosted by a friend, the emotional turmoil that comes with it is absolutely jarring. And I think it is a very, very painful experience to have, not only because you don't have the closure. And I do understand that people say, well, the silence is the closure. Yeah, but it really isn't. It really isn't. People still have to grieve the friendship. People still have to heal from it because just because that one person decided to run away, disappear, and ghost and give another person silence doesn't mean that the other person is going to be like, well, the silence is the closure. No, I'm not going to lie to you. Ghosting somebody and the other person that was ghosted, that experience is very painful, especially if you've been friends with someone for a very, very long time, especially if you've had a bond with a friend for a very, very long time. And this person, you know, you blindsided that person. You didn't even give them the time of day to have a conversation. And again, let me preface. I hope you're taking the lessons that I have stated in the beginning of this episode, the difference between going no contact and ghosting, because I'm not going to sit here and argue with you. Oh, well, they were disrespectful. They were, and I tried to communicate. If you did all of that, this does not pertain to you. Okay? I'm talking specifically to and for people that have been ghosted by friends, that have been blindsided. Like, their last conversation was, oh, I'll text you Sunday, love you. And that's the last they've heard of them. That is who I am talking to, who I'm advocating for. So if you, you know, AKA ghosted someone, went no contact, and you've had multiple conversations with this person and they have disrespected you, this section, this portion does not pertain to you, okay? You did your part. You did what you had to do. You're tired of the disrespect. You had to leave the friend. Got it, okay? I'm specifically talking to those people that were ghosted by their friend that were blindsided, that had absolutely no idea that this was coming for them, no idea this was going to happen. The emotional turmoil that comes with that is absolutely painful. The only way that I can truly describe it is kind of being tossed away like you're a piece of trash, to be honest, like being tossed away into a bucket or a very big dumpster, and just the dumpster being closed on you, and you're sitting in darkness and it smells, it's horrible, you feel uncomfortable, and it is just darkness and nobody's opening the dumpster door for you. You have no way out. You're just like all the way down at the bottom. And honestly, I also think about it in a way, like if you've ever seen Harry Potter and you're a Harry Potter fan, that box that they put the real Professor Moody in, that is how I envision like getting ghosted by someone, is you are thrown deep down in there. The door is closed and that's it. That's it. And you're sitting in the silence. You are sitting in the silence. And that is the most alone I've ever felt, ever, ever, ever felt. I honestly think is the worst thing to do to a friend, really, especially if you've been friends for a very, very long time and you just decide to poof, disappear out of nowhere. You leave that person in the dark. You leave that person without any closure. You leave that person without even a conversation. I feel like as a friend, especially if you've been friends for so long, you should just, if you want to end the friendship and you don't see like anything going for the future or whatever, I would have rather had a conversation and heard their side of the story and then them hear my side of the story. And if they would have said like, hey, you acted in this way and this way, and you were toxic in this way and this way and this way, and or, you know, I just don't want to be friends anymore, we're in different spaces, we're in different mindsets, whatever it is. Like, I would have respected that and been like, you know what? Okay, I'm not going to like continue this friendship. If this is not helping you, if this is not making you grow, if this is not a good place for you and you don't see this friendship growing in any way that is like going to help you heal or grow in any way, I respect that and let's just end it there. I would rather have that conversation. Yes, it's painful. It's not the best conversation to have where it's like, oh, I don't want to be friends with you anymore. But you know what? At the end of the day, like, I love this person. And if that person came up to me and is like, listen, this friendship is hurting me more than it's helping, and I have something to do with that, I would rather them tell me that. And then at least from there, like, yes, it hurts. And it's like, oh my God, I was the reason for like something that I was doing is the reason why they don't want to continue being friends with me. But that also puts me in the place and the opportunity to self-reflect. That also puts me in a place where I'm like, yo, what was I doing? What was I doing wrong? Where did I go wrong? Maybe there's something that really I need to work on. Maybe I need to go to therapy for something. Like, it holds you accountable. But the feeling you're leaving your friend with of ghosting them is not the greatest feeling. And it is not a nice thing to do, to be honest. It really breaks them. It really breaks them. And I know for a fact that I felt completely shattered and left to pieces. And I had to figure out how to pick myself back up. And it was not the greatest feeling at all. And then on top of that, this person doesn't even want to talk to you about anything and just decides to disappear and ghost, but has the ability to talk to everybody else about things and things that they never came up to you and told you about. In my mindset, that to me is like you're enjoying the attention of making me look bad and making you look more superior, rather than coming to me and having a conversation about it. And I think that's the lowest of the low, honestly. If you decide to ghost someone, but and then on top of that, you're talking badly about that friend behind your back about things that you never brought up ever in the friendship, like that, to me, low. Lowest you can go, to be honest. Because it really, really kills your self-confidence when you get ghosted by somebody that you really love and you think that they're going to be your friends for a very, very long time, and they just like poof, vanish and replace you with a whole bunch of people. But, you know, the thing is, people that ghost tend to be people that just like replace their friends every few years. You really notice that. They're not somebody that is a committal person. They're not somebody that has friends for a very long time. They have friends for a very short time and then jump from one friendship to the next. And they get their benefits from one friend and then disappear and you never hear from them again. They're not able to have committed friendships. And, you know, I don't really feel bad for that. I don't really feel bad for that because I know that those of us that really understand friendship knows how much work it takes and how much effort and how much love there is there. And it is a beautiful bond. It really is. So the fact that somebody can just disappear, poof, ghost, and really make someone feel like they didn't mean anything in the first place, that is really sad. And that says a lot about that person. And yeah, I don't condone that behavior at all. Thank you for joining me on this episode. I am so happy that you guys took the time to listen to this. I can't wait to continue doing these episodes for you guys and bringing clarity and talking about friendships and what matters in a friendship, as well as friendship breakups and trying to heal from that too. But this has been such an amazing healing journey, and I am so happy that I get to share that with you guys. So please, if there is anything that you need clarity on, or if you want to share your story and you want me to like talk about it or analyze it, please send it my way. Just let me know if I have permission to read it out loud on a podcast. But either way, I am so super excited to see you in the next episode. And we are so going to tackle this, and we are going to be making genuine friendships in the future. Yes, I am so excited to build this amazing sisterhood with you guys. And I am here if you need anything. Love you guys. Have a blessed day. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.